It is 9:32 on July 5th, 2023, and I will call this meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board to order. Lori, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Colomay?
Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mr. Peters?
Here.
Mr. Saperstein? And Chair Dressler?
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, for the first item of business, is the approval of the minutes. Please note there are three sets of minutes. Members are allowed to vote on the minutes even though they did not participate in the meeting, so long as they did review them. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. The next item is announcements and staff reports. Are there any announcements or reports from staff?
There are no announcements.
Okay. Thank you. The next item is public comment period for items that are not on the agenda. I will open public comment period for any item that's under the purview of this hearing board but is not on the agenda. Do we have any speaker slips?
Chair Dressler, we did not receive any speaker slips.
All right, I will close the public comment period. The next order of business is our public hearings. We have two cases today. Will the clerk please read the first case into the record?
Case E1, case number 2021-04-M3, modification of final compliance date, conditions, and schedule of increments of progress. To consider a petition for modification of regular variance from District Rules 331DEG1 and I and 206 Part 70 permit to operate 9109-R4 conditions 9C2A, 9C2B1, 9C2B2, submitted on June 5th, 2023 for relief from fugitive hydrocarbon component emission limits, operational limits, leak and repair requirements. The petitioner operates the equipment described in the petition at Platform Houchen, located on offshore lease track OCS P166, approximately 7 miles southeast from the city of Santa Barbara.
All right, now we'll do the swearing in for this item. We're going to have two swearing ins today because we have two items, so we'll swear in separately for each item. I want any witness, please, that may remotely give testimony today, to stand and raise your right hand. I will administer the oath, and then I will go around the room and have everybody state their name. Actually, we don't have to do that because we're not on Zoom. So we can all just say, I do, after the end of this oath. Sorry, I'm just making the transition here from Zoom meetings. All right, so do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of perjury in accordance with the laws of California that your testimony in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
That's it.
We do have someone on the phone.
All right.
Danny?
So, Danny Dale, I do.
Thank you. All right.
Chair?
Yes.
Danny, can you state your name again?
Danny Dale, Delta Alpha Oscar Umbrella Sierra Tango.
And who are you with?
ConocoPhillips, and I'm managing the project that we're currently doing.
ConocoPhillips, and he's managing the project. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you very much. All right. At this time, I will ask Petitioner Beacon West Energy Group to make their case. During your report, please be aware that we're going to have to make findings, and I would hope that you would, as you have in the past, and done a very good job at, focus your testimony in a way that we can hear evidence so that we can make the findings that we'll need to hear. Floor is yours.
Okay. Chairman Dressler and the board, we want to present, let's see if I can get this to work. Okay, so you should be seeing our presentation for Platform Houchen.
Can you please speak into the mic? We do have someone on the phone. Thank you.
How's that? Does that work? Okay. So we're going to present Platform Houchen petition for variance. You should be able to see the screens and our presentation. This first picture here of the presentation to start us off with is Platform Houchen. This is an updated picture, so one of the things you'll notice on this, and we'll talk more detail about it, is that in this picture you'll see the Platform Unit 500 crane installed, and also to the left of that you'll notice that there's a stiff leg crane that was installed to install the Unit 500 crane. The other crane you see in the picture on the upper piece of the picture is the old Manitowoc crane, which was the existing crane on Platform Houchen, which will not be returned to service. So, so moving on. I wanted to discuss a little background. This is our third presentation to the board in regards to variances for Platform Houchen. So this has not changed much, but just to refresh the background a little bit. October 2020, Signal Hill, who was the 100% interest owner at the time, relinquished the federal oil and gas leases back to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Signal Hill had preemptively defaulted on its obligations to decommission the platform wells and facilities at that time. November 2020, the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, BSEE, ordered ConocoPhillips, Occidental, and Devon, the order recipients, to decommission all the wells, pipelines, platforms, and other facilities associated with the lease, which they had held an accrued obligation for. In January of 2021, the order recipients disputed the legal obligation to decommission the appealed BSEE orders to the IBLA. However, the order recipients have agreed to voluntarily perform certain monitor and maintenance activities to preserve lease assets, that's Platform Houchen, for decommissioning to protect human safety and the marine environment. To summarize all that a bit, the legal liability for decommissioning of the facilities remains unresolved at this time. Mr. Hessen with BSEE is in attendance today and has been sworn in, so he may have some further comments and details on that in that regard when he presents. There is an agreement between the order recipients and BSEE called the Partial Stay Agreement for certain maintenance and monitoring activities to preserve lease assets for decommissioning. The agreement requires the prior lessees, so that's ConocoPhillips, Occidental, and Devon, to perform certain maintenance and monitoring activities to maintain safety and environmental protection, not to decommission. In cooperation with BSEE, the order recipients have voluntarily been proactive since 2021 in initiating significant work to improve platform safety and environmental concerns. There's been a significant amount of repair and refurbishment that's been done to the platform since the order recipients and Beacon West have been out there. A well intervention program to address the fugitive emissions, which is the remaining area of concern, is beyond the scope and is not an obligation under the partial stay agreement. The prior lessees engaged Beacon West to perform ongoing maintenance and repairs and refurbishments of Platform Houchen since that time, and that's ongoing. Okay, at this point, I'm going to turn it over to John Garnett to walk through some of the facility and equipment status details.
Here's the latest facility and equipment status for Platform Houchen. Platform Houchen is permanently shut down. The wells are shut in. Pipelines to shore are isolated. Potable water and marine sanitary systems are out of service, and new equipment and system repairs are ongoing there. The fire water system is undergoing significant repairs. The refurbished Unit 500, or South Crane, is currently in service now, with additional portable crane has been purchased to arrive and be installed in Q3 2023. A well gauge program was completed in April 2023 to understand well pressures and repaired fugitive leaks where safe to do so with the limited onboard equipment. Completed well bay piping removal in March 2023 significantly reduced the well bay fugitive components and emissions. There's significant platform decking, grading, and structural repairs have been completed to date. 3,500 square feet of platform decking has been replaced slash installed. 1,700 linear feet of handrails have been repaired or replaced. 1,500 square feet of platform grading has been replaced or installed. 400,000 pounds or 181 tons of waste and recyclable material has been removed. And approximately 14,000 person hours have been resourced so far to Platform Houchin. Lastly, the platform flare was returned to service on June 30th, 2023, and is now operational. The maintenance and monitoring status. The safety of the personnel is critical during necessary and ongoing maintenance and monitoring activities. Access is limited to essential personnel only. We're currently focused on managing APCD and NPDES permit compliance. Inspections, maintenance, and repairs for the preservation of the platform remain critical. The second crane will be installed no later than the end of this year. I'd like to focus a little bit on the remaining compliance issue for both platforms, actually, with all the cranes being installed. The remaining compliance issue is from fugitive leaks. The well venting that was reported in the staff report over the last 2 years has ceased. So there's no more mass venting from the stacks uncombusted. The only remaining emissions are from fugitive leaks. By definition, the total fugitive leak paths are very, very small openings by definition. They are intended openings which are acknowledged to be leaking at a very, very small rate. Our only understanding is of the concentrations of these leaks. Our assumption is the total emissions from fugitives on platform Houchin in this case are very small, since fugitive leak paths are generally minute openings associated with flanges, valve stem packing, and threaded connections, et cetera. This is far less emissions than the flare stack venting, which previously occurred and was of concern to the board. The emissions are undetected by portable gas detection equipment and by our operators in the well bay. By definition, and as understood by the district, emissions from fugitive leaks are not quantifiable, but we just want to emphasize to the board that there's not a big cloud of gas around the platform. You can't even smell it in the well bay. We've got very small fugitive emission points that continue to be not repaired in some cases and with ongoing leaks, but very, very small by definition are fugitive leaks. The completed task since we last saw you in December. Significant was the removal of well bay piping or flow lines to remove fugitive emission components and improve safety. We completed the gauge installation on the wells to understand any pressure on the wells. We completed mechanical integrity inspection of the flare header piping and scrubber, and the flare is now returned to service. Completed demolition of well bay walkways and grading platforms to create a more open and safe working environment. Procured a 1-ton, 4-ton, and 20-ton stiff leg cranes to remove the Unit 500 crane from Platform Hogan, and it was refurbished. We removed it from Hogan, and now it's on Houchin. So sort of swapping, we took the Hogan South crane out, and we refurbished it and put that on Platform Houchin since we began operation of that in January. continuing phase two level one repairs, including decking, stairs, and handrails, et cetera. Prep work for the pipe rack deck structural reinforcement to support portable crane installations and operations. This would be the next crane going in. Completed platform clutter, debris, and hazardous materials removal, which is essential for creating a safe open work environment for ongoing work on the platform.
Thanks, John. Okay, so just to kind of provide some demonstration of that, I'm not quite sure what happened to that picture. In the bottom center left. So John mentioned the cranes. So Platform Houchin had no operable cranes for the last several years. And since then, since this year, there's been a significant amount of work on Platform Houchin to install new cranes. Now, nothing has been able to get been done on Houchin until we have an operable crane on the platform. So that's been the majority of the work occurring on Platform Houchin. This is a significant effort to manufacture and install cranes on an offshore platform. So it's very significant, it's complicated, it's an engineering feat in some cases, but a lot of work has been done. So in these pictures, the upper left-hand corner is the one-ton crane. So we had to install a small one-ton stiff leg crane on the platform. And that enabled us to get the picture on the right, to the right of that, so center left, to install a four-ton crane. And the four-ton crane enabled us to install the bottom left-hand corner, a 20-ton crane onto Houchin. So we had to do this stepwise arrangement in order to get to that point. Once we had the 20-ton crane on the platform, we were able to remove the Unit 500 crane, which is the upper right-hand picture, off of the platform pedestal and send it to Louisiana for significant refurbishment and repair. And that crane, the old one you see being lifted in the air there, that one's going to be placed on Hogan sometime later this year. You'll see in the bottom right-hand center is the picture of the pedestal without the crane installed. And on the right-hand picture is the newly installed Unit 500 crane on Platform Houchin. Just kind of reviewing some of the items that John mentioned. Significant work in the well bay to both reduce fugitive emissions and to improve safety for the personnel and ongoing work in that area. Upper left-hand corner is just a significant amount of piping that's been removed from the well bay. This piping removal has also reduced fugitive emission components in the well bay. Lower left-hand corner is just another picture of the same. Upper right-hand corner is the well bay that's been cleared of piping and debris. And you'll notice the new components, which are, you can pull out of the picture there, are bright blue in some cases. Those are the part of the new gauging program on the wells. That program was a significant effort to better understand the condition of the wells and the amount of risk associated with the wells. Does not address fugitive emissions to a great extent. However, each of those flanges that you see there that identified in the bright blue are new installations, and so the fugitive emissions there have been reduced or eliminated. Bottom right-hand corner is another picture of the opened well bay since we've removed all the piping and improved the safety components. And then the middle picture is the operational flare now on Platform Houchin, which over the last several years was not operating, and so we were venting at that point. So that's no longer occurring. So it is in operation.
Quick question, is that flare got a pilot, or is it, do you have gas to keep a pilot lit, or is it a kind of an automatic electronic ignition system?
Good question. We have propane out on the platform now, bottled propane, to maintain a pilot on the flare. This next set of pictures is around clutter and debris removal. John mentioned 400,000 pounds of debris, 181 tons of debris and equipment's been removed from Platform Houchin. It was a mess of clutter and old equipment and safety hazards, hazardous materials, hazardous waste, you name it. It was not a safe condition to work in. So a big part of our effort this year has been to, in the last 6 months, has been to remove that clutter. So those pictures on there represent sort of part of that effort. I would have a lot more pictures on here if we wanted to show you the total extent, but I think the tonnage gives you that a sense of that. And that debris removal is continuing today. It has been ongoing. That right-hand picture kind of gives you an idea, and then the lower left-hand picture is the clear deck following some of that removal. Next set of pictures, John mentioned portable cranes. I mentioned that we've installed a new Unit 500 crane on Platform Houchen. The plan is to install a portable crane, a second or additional crane on Houchen, which will be a portable crane. We also have portable crane that's slated for Hogan. Those portable cranes will go back and forth to both platforms over the next period of time. But these pictures just represent progress on the procurement and construction and refurbishment of these portable cranes, which will both be installed on Hogan and Houchen by the end of the year. So quick summary here on Houchen. So no venting is occurring on Platform Houchen to date. The Houchen flare has been returned to service and is fully operational. We continue to make repairs on fugitive emissions in the well bay where we can, and it's safe to do so. The only remaining compliance issue on Platform Houchen is the fugitive leaks from the wellheads on Platform Houchen. And we've been able to try and reduce those fugitive emissions to the extent possible through the gauge program I mentioned and the well bay piping removal program that we've recently completed. The fugitive well leaks will not be addressed until we have a well intervention program in place to address those. The entities responsible for the well intervention program will not be determined until the IVLA decision has been made. Significant progress continues to be made on Platform Houchen related to phase one and phase two level one repairs, and that's related to continuing repairs to handrails, decking, grading, and so forth. Structural repairs to the platform, which we've identified as hazardous or risky. Structural repairs associated with installation of the portable cranes. So all that work is continuing to progress. And John's going to walk you through the findings.
It's now time for us to present our findings required for the variance. This slide just outlines the basic findings that we'll be making. I'm sure the board is quite familiar with these, 1 through 6. The implicit findings, which need to be made as well, 1 and 2. So now we can get to the actual findings in this case. The applicant's not able to comply with district rules. The rules not able to comply with are Rule 331 D, E, and I, which are the general repair and compliance schedule portions of the rule. Our response to this finding is Beacon West confirms that it is unable to comply with these permit conditions due to the current inability to safely repair the well fugitive leaks. Applicant is unable to comply with district permit conditions. The permit conditions are for 91, PTO 9109, 9C2A, 9C2B1, 9C2B2. These are the permit conditions which directly reflect the same rule requirements for Rule 331 cited in the previous slide. Our response to this finding, Beacon West confirms it is unable to comply with these permit conditions due to the current inability to safely repair well fugitive leaks. Finding number 2, non-compliance due to conditions beyond the applicant's reasonable control and requiring compliance would result in the unreasonable taking of property or closing of business. Beacon West response directly from the petition. Neither the petitioner nor former holders of OCS lease P-166 is the current owner or operator of the platforms. Fugitive emissions from the wells and well bay were pre-existing conditions when the petitioner assumed monitoring and maintenance activities after Signal Hill and Pacific operators offshore abandoned the platforms and relinquished the lease. No safe repair can be attempted of the offshore wells to mitigate fugitive emissions without a comprehensive well intervention program. Well intervention involves intrusive access and operation of a well and its related equipment. Well intervention is not part of the terms of the partial stay agreement that the petitioner is currently performing for the former leaseholders. Since neither the petitioner nor the former leaseholders are the owner or operator of the lease wells, and a well intervention program is not an obligation under the partial stay agreement, the petitioner cannot unilaterally tamper with these assets belonging to another entity. The petitioner is not the owner-operator. There is no basis for the taking of property. The facility is already closed from a practical standpoint since it was abandoned by the previous owner and operator. Finding number three, such taking is without corresponding benefit in reducing pollution. Our response, Platform Houston is no longer producing. All wells are shut in pending well plug and abandonment. A taking would result in further deterioration of the platform, potentially increasing air pollution impacts and safety risks. This unreasonable taking would have no air pollution benefit. Without continued variance coverage, the petitioner would be forced to cease all maintenance and refurbishment activities, increasing the risk to the safety of the environment. Finding number four, applicant considered curtailing operations in lieu of variance. Our response, curtailing operations is not applicable in this instance as the facility is permanently shut down and will not resume production. Source operations and equipment have been permanently taken out of service or curtailed to the extent possible. The order recipients have taken the proactive lead at the request of BSEE and contracted Beacon West to initiate significant work to improve safety and environmental risks by performing ongoing maintenance, repairs, and refurbishments to the structure during 2023, as reported in the monthly variance updates. All ongoing activities would be necessary as a precursor for any safe well P&A activities, and curtailing the ongoing activities would have no air pollution benefit. The partial stay agreement does not oblige the former leaseholders to undertake any well intervention work. Finding number five, applicant will reduce emissions to the maximum extent feasible. Our response, during the period the variance is in effect, emissions will continue to be reduced to the maximum extent feasible by removing, repairing, or replacing equipment as appropriate. The former leaseholders and their contractors have invested extensive resources into the maintenance and restoration of Houchin facilities under this agreement, including repair, replacement, and upkeep of equipment designed to ensure safety and controls to minimize emissions. Although minor fugitive emissions remain, repairs in the well bay or on wellheads without a suitable well rig on site for an intervention has significant risks and would violate industry safety practices. Finding number six, applicant will monitor and report emissions. Our response, monitoring and maintenance activities will continue to address compliance with district permitting procedures. Quarterly Method 21 monitoring, which will be implemented in July of 2023, will continue for the fugitive leaks. Permitted emissions will continue to be reported semi-annually as required by the permit to operate. Implicit findings. Monitoring and maintenance activity under the variance is not a nuisance. Our response, cessation of oil and gas production, limited equipment operation, a remote offshore location ensures no nuisance potential. Number two, other requirements to progress expeditious compliance with emission standards or increments of progress. Our response, the former leaseholders and their contractors have invested and continue to invest extensive resources into the maintenance and restoration of the Houchin facilities under the partial stay agreement, including repair, replacement, and upkeep of equipment designed to control and minimize emissions. We will identify well rigs necessary for fugitive leak repair within 6 months of final resolution of the IBLA appeal process, and Complete platform deck alterations necessary for the well rig within 18 months of final resolution of the appeal. To begin well bay fugitive leak repairs within 20 months of final resolution of the IBLA appeal process, and to complete 100% of well bay fugitive leak repairs within 38 months of final resolution of the IBA appeal process. You'll note that these are increments of progress that are listed in the variance order. That's our presentation. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Very clear. I'm gonna bring this to the board now to see if they have any questions for the petitioner. I'm sure that the board here probably has questions for other parties other than the petitioner.
Chair Dressler.
What?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Maybe prior to the board deliberating, perhaps Mr. Hessen with Bessie could speak.
Okay, if you care to speak.
Yes, I
have. All right.
Thank you.
First off, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today. Today's hearing. My name is Bruce Hessen. I'm the regional director for the Pacific region for the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. We're part of the Department of Interior. We're based out of Camarillo, and our office regulates the 23 platforms that are located along the California coast. During my discussions with the Air District staff, I became aware that at the December 2022 hearing board meeting, there was some discussion about who is the responsible party for the two facilities, platforms Hogan and Houchen, and if an abatement order was considered, to whom would it be issued? The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement has considered these two questions, and I offer the following responses for your consideration. First, the question, who is responsible for the decommissioning of the facilities? There's presently no simple answer to this question, except to say that the issue is currently being litigated before the Interior Board of Land Appeals, which is called IBLA. As background, ConocoPhillips Company sold its partial record title interest in the underlying federal Outer Continental Shelf lease to Signal Hill Services in 1991, after the Hogan and Houchen platforms had been constructed and certain wells on the lease had been drilled. The other partial record title owners of the lease at that time did the same. Thereafter, Signal Hill became the owner of 100% of the record title interest. On October 14th of 2020, Signal Hill sent a relinquishment of federal oil and gas lease to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM. They're our sister agency that does the leasing. Based on Signal Hill's communications, Bessie determined that Signal had preemptively defaulted on its obligations to decommission the wells and facilities under the terms of the lease and Department of the Interior regulations promulgated pursuant to the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. As a result of this default, Bessie invoked departmental regulations allowing it to seek performance from prior leaseholders of obligations that had accrued during their tenure. To that end, in November 2020, Bessie ordered the prior lessees, which is ConocoPhillips, Occidental Petroleum, and Devon Energy, to decommission all wells, pipelines, platforms, and other facilities associated with the lease for which they held an accrued obligation. These decommissioning orders also require the prior lessees to perform all required maintenance and monitoring of the platforms, wells, and pipelines on the lease for the purpose of decommissioning until those obligations are met. The prior lessees chose to appeal these orders to the IBLA, disputing that they had accrued the relevant decommissioning obligations under the applicable lease terms and regulations. In connection with that filing, the parties entered into a partial stay agreement to address the ordered performance during pendency of the appeal. That agreement requires the prior lessees to perform certain maintenance and monitoring activities to maintain safety and environmental protection, and to preserve the lease assets for decommissioning while the appeal disputing their ultimate decommissioning responsibility is pending. The IBLA approved the agreement in February of 2021. Since that time, ConocoPhillips and its contractors have invested extensive resources into the maintenance and restoration of the Hogan and Houchin facilities under this agreement, including repair, replacement, and upkeep of equipment designed to control and minimize emissions. Briefing of the issue liability was completed in August of 2021. The parties now await the IBLA's decision, and that was appealed through the solicitor's office, who represents our agency in legal matters. Accordingly, the question of legal liability for decommissioning the facilities remains unresolved at this time, and the federal government has entered into an advantageous agreement with the prior lessees to maintain and monitor the facilities in the meantime. As far as the second issue, the abatement order, the authority to order and enforce plugging and abandonment of wells drilled on federal leases on the Outer Continental Shelf lies with BSEE under the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act and its implementing regulations. BSEE has exercised that authority through issuance of the orders to the predecessor lessees. The proper administration of these obligations pursuant to the relevant applicable authorities is currently pending resolution before the IBLA as delegated representative of the Secretary of the Interior. Wanted to mention, should legal counsel who represents the Air Board here wish to discuss these matters with our attorneys within the department's Office of the Solicitor, they are more than glad to do so. And I've provided contact information with the solicitor's office in my June 5th submittal. In addition, if I may, I wanted to provide a little bit more information beyond those two questions that were raised at the 2022 meeting. Through routine BSEE inspections at these facilities and quarterly updates by ConocoPhillips and their agent Beacon West, it has been well documented that the ongoing work has far exceeded the terms of the partial stay agreement. A vital upgrade has been the repair of the cranes on both platforms, which took a significant amount of time, effort, and ingenuity. Without the repair, most of the work to help ensure worker safety, such as replacement of the deck plating, handrails, stairs, landings, etc., would not have been possible. Related to air quality issues, the flare on Platform Hogan was put back into service in January of 2023, after the upgrades that I mentioned were completed. Only then could the repair of the flare be done safely. So there was a lot of preliminary work that needed to be done in order to repair that flare. Wells on Platform Hogan that exhibit gas pressure, which are monitored daily, are periodically bled down for safety considerations, with the vented gas now able to be flared per Santa Barbara County APCD requirements. Now that a working crane has been installed on Platform Houchin, similar facility upgrades are ongoing, including new deck plating around the damaged flare boom, and this preliminary work was necessary before this flare could be safely repaired and put back into service. And it's my understanding that work was completed last Friday. So that is now in place. Addition pipelines have been removed from the wellheads of both facilities, and these connections blind flanged to reduce potential for fugitive emissions. Most of the significant facility upgrades at Platform Hogan needed to address worker health and safety have been addressed. Platform Houchin, which in general terms was in worse condition than Platform Hogan when Signal Hill relinquished the lease, still requires a significant number of upgrades. ConocoPhillips estimates that the facility repair and upgrade work necessary to bring it into a condition where well abandonment and decommissioning work can be conducted safely may take a year or more. In addition, COVID-19 caused many delays for the projects I previously mentioned. In closing, approval of the future Santa Barbara County APCD air permit variance requests is critical for the necessary and what we see as appropriate ongoing facility maintenance and repairs to continue, and for ConocoPhillips to, most importantly, comply with a partial stay agreement. We're not aware of viable alternatives to these arrangements under the current circumstances. All the work they are currently doing is what a prudent operator would be doing to prepare these facilities for future well abandonment projects and ultimately the decommissioning of these platforms. I sincerely thank you for your consideration in this matter, and I'm more than glad to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Why don't we go to for the board to be able to ask? I think the way I'd like to have this organized is we'll start with asking questions of the petitioner, And then we'll go to any questions you might have for the representative from BSEE. And then we can go to